waking up the Tri-State each weekday. It's the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3.
And we're here with our friend Kate Foppel from Kate Foppel Ford and Kate Foppel, the Foppel Automotive Group. And Kate, you've been kind of warned about a story. You were actually the subject of conversation based off a conversation that you had with Liberty the other night at our special client party. Do you remember that conversation with Liberty the other night?
I see. No, I do not.
Oh, you know why? Because you weren't actually there. But Liberty had a conversation with Kate Foppel. I put in air quotes. She thought she was talking to you. Liberty, I'm just going to give you the mic and let you explain face-to-face with the real Kate Foppel what happened the other night.
This is almost a replay of what happened. Actually, I have no memory of this. This never happened. It is Parent Trap. I think so. So we have our client party. We were at Kavanaugh's. It's kind of dark. I'm only a half Cosmo in, so I should just say that, you know. But a friendly Kate came up and said, "Oh, you look so cute." And I was like, "So do you. Oh, hey, are you going to be at the canned food drive Friday? Like always, are we going to be mentioning you this year?" And she was like, "What canned food drive?" And I'm like, "You know the one we do every year, Henderson Chevy, you know, the Sherway in Henderson." She's like, "I have never even been to Sherway." I'm like, "Okay, where's the camera? What? Who's punking me?" I'm like, "Okay, well, And she was like, "This is a nice party. I've never been before." "You were here last year, Kate. I have a picture with you and your dad. Your mom had like a surgery or something." She's like, "My mom's never had surgery." And I was like, "But you were going to have family photos taken." "No, no. My dad lives in Illinois." And I'm like, "What is happening?" Like, I thought, actually, Kate Foppel, you had a concussion and I needed to contact an emergency personnel because I thought you have no memory of your whole life. I said, "Remember, we talked on at the drive about having your baby at the toy drive." She was like, "No, I don't. And she didn't say that wasn't me. She just kept saying no. And I was like, "But you're Kate." And she's like, "Yeah."
No way.
What do you have to say for yourself, the real Kate Foppel?
Well, those are all my stories for sure. But that was not me. That was not me, because it was my 2-year-old's birthday that night, because I had her 2 years ago. Right after this food drive, I was like, "Yep, still pregnant." And then I had her 2 days later. So it was, she just turned 2. So I was definitely not at that party. My dad was there with my mom for real this time.
Yes, I did see them, but I didn't ever encounter them to say, "Hey, something's wrong with your daughter."
So I would just like to let you know, because I'm sure you're wondering, who was she actually talking to? Right. She was talking to another one of our friends named Kate Reibel.
Okay.
Who, to be fair, her name is Kate. She does have red hair,
okay,
very much along the same color of yours. We know you and the other Kate really well, and she's spent probably more time with Kate Reibel than she has with you. So I guess you can kind of understand, but it's not like it's just somebody that she's met one time. She knows both of you well enough that she should be able to tell the difference. She's blaming it on low lighting and Cosmos. What do you think about that excuse?
I think that's a pretty good excuse, honestly. No.
See, this is the problem, Kate. People keep bailing her out, and people keep going, "Oh, I can kind of see why." No, there's no excuse.
Well, okay, you know, The Parent Trap is my favorite movie as a redhead. You know, we got to stick with Lindsay Lohan. And, so this could be my chance to have a Parent Trap moment, maybe on a commercial. I don't know. Maybe Kate and I will become friends.
Oh my God.
Actually, at this point, I think we do need to get her and Kate Reibel connected, and maybe they can start pulling the wool over the rest of the Tri-State's eyes.
It'll be like, it's the Henderson Kate and the Evansville Kate.
Yeah. Because Kate works for Explore Evansville. She couldn't be more Evansville, and you couldn't be more Henderson. All right.
Now we just need to check your DNA. I just want to see. I mean, maybe you're related. I don't know. Or what? Could I also say she had a glass of wine? So maybe. Why did she keep it going? Why did she keep me?
What do you mean she wasn't keep it going? She was telling you no to all the things you were bringing up. She was trying to stop it, and you were the one who kept it going. And Kate Foppel, she didn't realize this until hours later when she got home that she was talking to Kate Reibel and not Kate Foppel.
I love it. Poor Liberty.
Poor Liberty. That is...